A few weeks ago, we passed out sheets of paper for us to write down things for which we are thankful. You see on this quilt on the altar, things written on it that we're thankful for in years past and present. In celebration of the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, we remembered that the German monk and the reformer Martin Luther began an international movement when he nailed the 95 Theses on the church door in Wittenberg, addressing the abuse of the church, especially regarding money or stewardship. He challenged the use of indulgences, the collection of money used to purchase God's mercy and forgiveness, which of course cannot be purchased. It was a ruse to raise money to build the Cathedral St. Peter in Rome. Our true treasure, Luther says, what we are truly stewards of, is the good news of Jesus Christ, who died and rose again for our forgiveness and eternal life, which he freely gives in his salvation, and that our gratitude and thankfulness should inspire our generosity and our giving to the church and to the work of God's kingdom. Our readings today are very timely, and they bring us right to the core of Christian stewardship. Our Old Testament reading from Amos reminds us that God wants our obedience and godliness. He wants us to bless those around us. Our worship, our offerings, what we give back to God, are not as important as living the life of godliness that he calls us to. We are to be an ever-flowing stream of goodness and love to our neighbor. The parable of the groom that is delayed and the 10 bridesmaids is another great text to bring us into the heart of Christian stewardship. The parable is not about the end of the world. The parable is about how we are to live as we anticipate our Lord's return. In other words, how we are to be stewards of the kingdom gifts. We are to wait for our groom, the Lord Jesus, as those who know that the coming of the Lord may be long delayed, such as it is in the parable. The previous parables leading up to this one talk about waiting for Jesus as he can come at any moment and that we must give an account. But this parable illustrates the truth that he may, from our perspective, be long delayed. Five of the bridesmaids go out into the world prepared to let their light shine as they follow their master. They don't know when the groom is coming, but they put their gifts of the Holy Spirit, the oil of their lamps, to good use. They let their light shine as long as it is night. Their lamps and their hearts burn for the coming of the Lord. This is about stewardship. The good news is that Jesus died and rose again for our forgiveness and eternal life. He comes again to make all things new. He comes to make justice and righteousness flow like an ever-flowing stream. In the meantime, the bridegroom may be long delayed, but as Scripture says, he is not slow in keeping his promises, as some count slowness, but is patient toward us, not wishing any to perish, but that all would come to repentance. So in the meantime, we're stewards of God's gifts, and God is widening his mercy in his delay. His justice and righteousness is increasing their flow like an ever-flowing stream, and he sends us out as his anointed, filled with the Holy Spirit, calling us to shine our lights brightly in this world that is often growing dark. His coming should stir us awake, should rouse us to action. We remember the good gifts that God has blessed us with, and we put them to good use in anticipation of the coming of the Lord. One of the odd things that you will see in Europe, if you ever have the opportunity to go there and look at the churches, is to see how many of the Reformed churches have replaced the cross on the top of their steeples with a rooster. The rooster is there to wake up the church and the community around. The rooster represents the rooster that crowed when Peter denied our Lord, to bring him back to his senses and to wake Peter up to his sin of denying his master. The rooster was there to rouse Peter to action as a true disciple of Jesus Christ. This is the same call of Jesus in the book of Revelation, to wake up and strengthen what remains and is about to die, as he says there in Revelation chapter 3, verse 2. There is a sense of urgency to strengthen our ministry of the gospel as our Lord delays his coming, to invest the oil, the unction of God's Spirit and blessing in our lives. God's rooster wakes us up to repent of the lies and deception that have grown over time. God's rooster calls us to consciously adjust our understanding of Scripture and to hold every thought captive to the Word of God. God's rooster stirs us out of a sinful slumber and wakes us up to the day the Lord has made and to rejoice and to be glad in it. The rooster call is the call of God's Word to us to reform our understanding of the gospel, the church, and even more importantly, our participation in what God is doing. And so we reform our stewardship. We adjust it. We change it. We invest our time and our talents and treasure into the ministry of the gospel as we await the groom. Wake up, God says. Invest in his kingdom and his work now. It's a privilege to discover how deep, wide, and high God's love is for us and his Son, Jesus Christ. It's a joy to fill up with the Holy Spirit, the oil of his word, and then radiate the light of Christ around us. God's justice and goodness will flow through us like an ever-flowing stream. And so Scripture calls us to rouse ourselves. And it's Jesus who leads us. He comes to lead us into a great feast. I wonder, can you already smell the feast cooking for us? Soon we will come to his table, the Lord's table, where he delivers and gifts us forgiveness, as well as a foretaste of the feast to come, the marriage supper of the Lamb in his kingdom, where we will have no end. He's the groom, and we are the bride. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.